Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Living in a time of uncertainty, that's my topic. It's not just living in a time of uncertainty, but how to live. How might we live? How shall we live at this time in our life in which there is great uncertainty within our own life, within our own home, with families, within our own work, within our community, within our church, within our clubs or organizations, within our friends? The structures of our life today are marked with uncertainty. How then shall we live? Let me give you a little statistic, kind of put this in perspective. Recently, more than 8 out of 10 Americans, it's 80-some percent, say that the future of our nation is a significant source of stress. Now, it's the uncertainty of the future. It's the uncertainty of the day in which we live, which creates the stress. So the future of our nation, the future of what's happening or will be happening and what's going on in our nation today is a huge source of stress. That's what's happening politically, what's happened socially, what's happening in our law enforcement agencies and services across the country, what's happening in our universities, what's happening in our schools, what's happening in our children's lives, what's happening around us in our friendships. Uncertainty prevails. And that's a source of stress. 80%, 83%. Here's another statistic. 72% of the Americans say that the COVID-19 and the racial protests represent the lowest point in American history, in our country's history, as far as they can remember and as far as they can recall. In other words, we are facing a time that prevails as a low point in our life, our low point in our country, our low point in our family life. And that means, what's going to happen? Where is it going next? What's going to result? What's going to result from all this uncertainty and unsureness and the vaccine and whether it's going to be an effective answer to the problem of the COVID or not? The racial protests, where they're going? What's going to happen to them in the future? What's going to happen to the people who are the object of the protest? That's all uncertainty. It's all unsure. And our country is in a state of turmoil because of this uncertainty. The percentage of Americans who say that the movement against systemic racism and the police brutality issue is going to lead in some unknown direction for the future. So almost 70% of the people of America believe that to be true. We are uncertain as to where this racial focus is going to take us and where this law enforcement demoralization is going to take us. The police brutality issue that's been raised, where that's going to take us, we don't know. The defunding of the police department issue, where will that take a country? Where will that take a city? We don't know. There's no experiment. All we are doing is just raising problems and issues and making changes in our country, making changes in our city, making changes in our community, but we don't know where it's going to take us. We have no knowledge of where that will lead. That's America in turmoil today. How to live at a time of great uncertainty. How to live within a country, a city, a community, a family, a home, a neighborhood that's marked with uncertainty. Well, recently a book came to my attention. It's called Uncertainty Rules. Uncertainty Rules. Richard Plenty wrote this book along with Terry Morrissey. And they attempted to address this issue of uncertainty in our country and our uncertainty as we look forward into our future. Where will the coronavirus pandemic take us? Where will the Black Lives Matter movement take us? Where will that issue of social and racial injustice take us? Where will the volatile world in which we live take us? We don't know the answer to these questions, but uncertainty rules the day, rules the city, rules the country, rules our home, rules our lives, rules our companies, our businesses, and now rules our economy. Uncertainty. And when uncertainty takes place, people hunker down, people withdraw, people isolate. People go into great states of fear and panic. They experience increased levels of anxiety. And as they withdraw and isolate, they become more depressed. They become more depressed, they're more prone to suicide. They're more prone to prolonged mental health issues of some kind. They're more prone to disassociate from their friends and mistreat their friends, actually, by that withdrawal. So we are embracing a time of uncertainty. We are living in it. We have to deal with it. We have to embrace it. We have to somehow learn to live within this context of uncertainty. So let me give you a couple points from this book, Uncertainty Rules, and see if it applies to you and to you and your situation. Number one, take personal responsibility, the authors say. Don't blame others because things have gone wrong. Don't focus on the blame. Don't focus on the accusations that are so easily uttered. You know, it's a time of opportunity. It's a time when you take personal responsibility in an unexpected time of opportunity. Now, we don't know if the world's going to decline or go forward or go upward. The high-impact organizations that we have heard about don't give us comfort anymore. Don't give us direction anymore. Don't give us a sense of security anymore. But do what you can to come up for the common good of your country, of your people, of your community, of your home, of your family, of your friendships, of your church. Take personal responsibility to turn bad into good, to turn uncertainty into something that's good. Try to create certainty at a time of uncertainty. Give assurance where you can. Take assurance where you can. Tell yourself that you can do certain things, or you can live within a context of certainty in the midst of the country that is uncertain. But take personal responsibility. Don't wait for somebody to come around and tell you what to do. Don't wait for somebody to tell you to do this or to do that. Don't tell you to wait for somebody to put your mask on or to take social distancing or, you know, whatever. It's easy to just kind of turn our life over to somebody else and wait until they tell us what to do. No. Take personal responsibility. Be wise. Treat other people fairly. Treat other people well. Reach out to help somebody. Reach out to be a benefit to somebody. Reach out to be a source of support and encouragement to somebody. Don't wait till somebody tells you. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and reach out. Go ahead and touch the life of somebody else, and you'll be touched in the meantime. Give money to somebody else, and you'll get money in return at some point in time. Just take responsibility. Do your part. Do your share. Okay, that's number one. Here's number two, what the authors say. Focus on what can be done. You know, it's easy in a time of uncertainty to sweat and to be upset and be bothered by what cannot be done. What you used to do, and now you can no longer do. What you wanted to do and now are not able to do. What can you do? That's the question. Sure, trips are canceled. We had trips canceled. We have two or three trips planned and are now canceled. And in each occasion, we went back to the drawing boards and came up with something different that was creative and that was new and new. And it actually worked out pretty well. Not necessarily did it work out better, but it worked out pretty well. In other words, here's a time to rethink, but always focus on what can be done. What are your options? What are your choices? What are the possibilities? When you can't do something, automatically, other things come to play. Other things come to your attention. And pick and choose from among them. And then go with it. Do something. Do what you can do. Don't sit back and moan over what you were not able to do. Very important. Here's number three. Maintain a sense of purpose. You know, you live with a purpose. You always live with a purpose. You live with a purpose before the pandemic. You live with a purpose before a crisis occurred. You live with a purpose before the elections took place. But maintain a sense of purpose. Every day, how can you live the best life possible? Every day, how can you make your community, your society, your church, your home, your family better? What can you do to bring purpose and then to fulfill that purpose and to keep focused on purposeful solutions to living? Don't focus on the negative ways of life, the negative thoughts, the negative options. They are there, to be sure. But you put your attention on what can be done and then put your attention on the purpose for what you do. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you living the life that you're living? Why are you still alive? Why do you get up every morning? Why do you struggle? Why do you think about this pandemic? Why do you think about your friends? Why do you think about your society, your culture, your community, your future of your country? Because you care. That's why. You care. So go ahead and care. Care is purpose. There's purpose to everything we do. There's purpose for everything that happens. Search out the purpose. What's the purpose of the election and outcome this year? There's purpose in everything. There's purpose in this pandemic that we're facing. What is the purpose? And the purpose will be different for everybody. What's the purpose for you? What's the purpose for me? Figure it out. What's the purpose now in your life under these circumstances in which you live? That's number three. Here's number four, according to the authors of the book Uncertainty Rules. Invest in relationships, but invest in your relationship with people you trust. Don't just find relationships. Just don't go to anybody. Don't just bring people into your life. You bring people into your life that you trust. You bring people into your life that maintain the ideals that you live by, that have a purpose in life that you share, that have a direction in life that you would like to help along with and be part of. Commit yourself to the greater good of your family, the greater good of your extended family, the greater good of your friends, the greater good of your associations, the greater good of your business, the greater good of your company, the greater good of the place you work. Live for the greater good and invest in that so that the greater good happens to everybody, not just to you, but to everybody. Nurture relationships. Nurture relationships that are collaborative or they're cooperative. Nurture relationships that are diverse. People who are different from yourself. People who share a different point of view, perhaps. Just nurture those relationships. Learn from them. Share with them. Contribute to them. Let them contribute to you. But invest in relationships. Stop isolating. Stop withdrawing. Stop being alone. And get out there where people are. And be part of the action. Be part of where the action is. Be where the action is, and be part of the action, lead the action, contribute to the action, benefit from the action, and you'll be a better person as we come through this pandemic, as we come through this time of uncertainty. Come out strong. Well, that's my point today. Thanks for joining me, and hope you'll have a couple good days ahead of you. Bye for now.